Adam and Eve looked for a better life in the wrong place and lost the good life God had given them already. They traded for something better, and it turned out to be the worst decision they could make for themselves and all humanity. Be careful who you listen to. James had some interesting things to say about how it happens to this very day. And I'm going to read from this paragraph here in my book, and then I'm going to read you what James said numbered. Stay grateful. They should have stayed grateful with God. They said, I'm so grateful I know God and my Creator. They didn't stay grateful. It's all about eternity. You know, I think now the scripture that says, godliness with contentment is great gain, which we brought nothing into this world, and you're taking nothing out of it, baby. And here was Satan trying to convince poor Adam and Eve to improve their situation when it was made by God and perfect. And I want to tell you something. You may be living on the front porch of a neighbor's house on a borrowed, dirty old mattress full of horsehair. That takes some doing. You might want to sell that thing and make some money. But anyhow, but I'm going to tell you right here and now. Provision is around the corner, and you are more safe there than the Queen sleeping in Buckingham Palace. Just you wait until the blessings overtake. Hallelujah. I've waited so long. Well, wait a little longer.
Yeah. Amen.
Stay grateful. And when something comes up that seems better than what you have, Amen. Don't believe it.
Amen.
For them, that is Adam and Eve, to have made such an obvious mistake. They must have, number one, now I'll give you the course from James 1, 12 through 18. Number one, being tempted. Number two, drawn away by their desires. Number three, gotten enticed. Number four, being deceived. Number five, turned their back on the good and perfect gift, the Heavenly Father himself and his counsel. Number six, they rejected, he says, the word of truth. Number seven, forgotten that they were God's first and best creation. That's how they did it. That's how we do it today. And the truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, God loves you dearly. You have everything going for you even when you're in jail. But the problem is that we make excuses for ourselves and say, well, I can't handle it. This is too much for me. I need this and I want to change. You're just being pointed to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and told that God is holding back on you. He's holding out on you. And you need to eat this thing because that's really what you want. It's really who you are. You're going to end up loving the wrong thing and dying for it. No, you're going to die for it. Because Adam and Eve did. You think I'm not going to do it? You think you're not going to do it? What do you think restrains every one of us in this house?
Right.
What do you think is restraining us? We're special. We got special character.
Nope.
Hey, I live by the love of God. I stand in grace. I walk in the Spirit by faith. But undergirding it all is the fact that wisdom begins with the fear of Almighty God.
Yes.
Wisdom begins with the fear of Almighty God, and that never changed.
Yep.
The reason some people full of the grace of God are stupid idiots the way they're living is because they have thrown out the foundation for wisdom, which is the fear of God. That comes first. I'm more afraid of God than you. I'm more afraid of God than my feelings. I'm more afraid of God than the opportunities. Because not as in a spider, arachnophobia, but in as much as he has set things in place as the holy God of love. And I ain't going to bend them because I want to ignore them. And you may be going after love, but let me tell you, the devil's just tempting you with the tree of the knowledge of new good and evil. New knowledge, new good, new evil, and you're never going to survive it.
Yeah.
Never going to survive it. I like 2 Corinthians 12. Would you turn there? I'm not going to read the whole thing to you. I'm going to read just a verse to you. Adam and Eve had no excuse for violating that relationship of trust, etc. And neither do we.